This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting Thursday with other NATO member leaders in Brussels to seek new ways to pressure Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop the invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
On the docket today, President Biden is expected to discuss new sanctions against Russia with other world leaders, along with more military support for Ukraine and keeping the alliance unified through the duration of the assault. When he left Washington yesterday, President Biden said he was concerned about the possibility Russia might turn to chemical weapons with its ground war slowed down by a fierce Ukrainian defense.
I think it's a real threat.
The NATO meeting will include a video address from Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Biden will also be in discussions today with leaders of the G7 industrialized nations and the European Council. I'm Jackie Quinn.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters shortly before the meeting that any use of chemical weapons would be a, quote, blatant violation of international law, end quote, and would result in, quote, widespread and severe consequences, end quote. Britain slapped sanctions on 59 more Russian individuals and entities Thursday, including the shadowy mercenary group Wagner, in a further retaliation to Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The Russian stock market resumed trading Thursday under heavy restrictions. Trading was conducted on a limited number of stocks, including energy giants Gazprom and Rosneft. Foreigners are banned from selling, while traders are banned from short selling, or betting prices will fall. This is VOA News. Rescuers said Thursday they found more plane wreckage as they expanded a search for the second black box from a China Eastern passenger jet that crashed in southern China with 132 people on board earlier this week. State broadcaster CCTV said Thursday larger pieces of debris have been discovered for the first time, including engine components and a section of a wing with the airline's red and blue logo painted on it. Authorities said Wednesday they'd found what they believed to be the plane's cockpit voice recorder. Wednesday's search for the Boeing jetliner's flight data and cockpit voice recorders were hampered by heavy rains which filled the large crater caused by the crash. A top doctor in China's pandemic fight, who came under pressure last year for questioning the country's zero COVID policy, has called again for balancing antivirus measures with maintenance of normal life as China struggles with an Omicron surge. Shanghai's infectious disease expert, who has been called China's Fauci after U.S. disease expert Anthony Fauci, also said in a blog post that the city's medical resources were becoming strained as cases climb, but he expects the metropolis to turn the corner soon. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is expected to announce Thursday that he will exempt athletes and performers from the city's vaccine mandate for private workers. Idaho has become the first U.S. state since Texas to enact a law that bans abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy by allowing lawsuits to avoid constitutional court challenges. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Idaho's Republican Governor Brad Little waited until the last minute to sign the measure. It effectively bans abortions by allowing would-be family members to sue an abortion provider for a minimum of $20,000 if they carry out the procedure after cardiac activity is detected in the fetus. Rapists can't file a lawsuit under the law, but a rapist's relatives could. A number of other states are pursuing similar laws, including Tennessee, which introduced a Texas-styled abortion bill last week. In a letter, Governor Little said he supports pro-life policies, but also expressed concerns about its mechanism for evading court review. An official with Planned Parenthood said the group, which operates Idaho's three abortion clinics, was exploring all their options to restore the right to an abortion. I'm Jennifer King.
NATO leaders are meeting Thursday. This is repeating our top story. NATO leaders are meeting Thursday in Brussels to discuss their short-term and long-term response to Russia's month-old invasion of Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters shortly before the meeting that Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a big mistake to wage war. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.